One in three U.S. teens have experienced violence from a partner. Physical, psychological, and digital abuse are common. During February, organizations in Washington are raising awareness to prevent teen dating violence. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports.
Daniela Aguilar did not know she was living in an unhealthy relationship. It started in her last year of high school and continued through the first 3 years of her undergraduate studies. Only when she began volunteering for YWCA did she realize something was wrong.
When I came into this program, that's when I actually acknowledged that I had gone through a very abusive and controlling dating partner that I had. There was a lot of physical intimidation and stalking. I had a tracking device placed into my phone, which I did not recognize.
Aguilar says she experienced more profound abuses. The memories still come back to her, but she says she can handle them and she wants to leave her past behind. Now, she is the outreach coordinator of the YWCA Yakima, one of the organizations raising awareness and educating the public around teen and youth dating violence. The issue is more common than people think. According to Love is Respect, a national domestic violence hotline project, one in three U.S. teens and youth have experienced abusive relationships, and 43% of women in college have dealt with violent or abusive dating behaviors. Elizabeth Montoya is the communications coordinator of the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence, or WSCADV. She explains dating violence.
Any sort of abuse or intimate partner violence that's going on between teen dating partners, and that can look a lot of different ways. The emotional abuse or financial abuse, or when someone is trying to control who they can be friends with or who they can talk to or what they can wear.
Physical and sexual violence, verbal or psychological aggressions, and stalking are repeated patterns of abusers' behavior. Also, young people are especially vulnerable to forms of digital abuse, explains Daniela Aguilar.
Sending them an overabundance of text messages or sharing pictures that they gave no consent to, part of that digital stalking, or requesting them to have their passwords of all their social media accounts as a way to prove to them that they trust and they like him and they love him, or maybe sharing their locations at all times.
Experiencing these behaviors as a teen is complex as living with domestic violence. However, Montoya says people do not always take the teen's situation seriously.
It can be downplayed sometimes, like, oh, isn't it cute that he's so jealous and they just must love you so much. That's why they're texting you 100 times a day. Teen dating violence is really serious. 9% of all domestic violence victims killed by their abuser were under the age of 21. That is Washington State.
Programs around the state prioritize prevention. Emergency, transitional, and long-term housing, crisis hotlines, and medical and legal advocacy are some of the options different organizations offer around the state. Love is Respect, the Washington Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and YWCA hold discussions about warning signs, abuse types, gender stereotypes, and ways to support someone who is a victim or survivor of abuse. TeenLink, a crisis connection program, offers support to young people who prefer to express their concerns to someone their age. These groups hope their efforts will make the public more aware of intimate partner violence, how to recognize it, and how to help, especially during the Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. For NWPB, I'm Johanna Bejarano.